Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled Glory of the Morning, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Morning glories belong to a large family of plants that includes the sweet potato, the deadly nightshade, and about 1,500 mostly tropical trees, shrubs, vines, herbs, and weeds. In its native Central America, the morning glory is a true perennial. But in northern climates, this tender vine must be treated as an annual. Morning glories start to bloom in mid-July and keep going well into September in most areas. The beauty of the fragrant, funnel-shaped flowers in various shades of pink, red, blue, purple, and pure white is a good reason for any gardener to wake up early. As the name implies, morning glory flowers open with the first light and close around noon, or perhaps a bit later on an overcast day. A vase of morning glories makes a beautiful addition to the breakfast table. Pick stems that have buds in various stages of development, and they will open on consecutive mornings. The rapidly growing twining vine with its large heart-shaped leaves and showy flowers can climb to 25 feet in a single season. It is an ideal plant for dressing up a shed wall or for rambling along a fence rail. It makes a fragrant screen for a porch or patio. If a trellis isn't available, the accommodating vine is perfectly happy climbing up strings or wires. If you are a night owl, you may want to grow the moonflower, a close relative of the morning glory. The fragrant white blossoms of the moonflower open in the evening and fade with the morning light. Moonflowers are particularly effective when planted where the large blooms and shimmering heart-shaped leaves can reflect the light from a lamppost or window. Morning glories and moonflowers have the same growing requirements: a sunny spot, ordinary soil, and good drainage. A light application of fertilizer when flowering begins will ensure large, continuous blooms. The seed coats of both plants are extremely hard. To speed germination, soak the seeds overnight before planting. For early flowering, start seeds indoors in pots 4 to 6 weeks before the last frost is expected. Then plant outside 6 inches apart in front of a trellis or support.